Hey, welcome to episode 78 of the Repossible Podcast. I'm your host, Bradley Charbonneau. Gotta let that out. So, how do you let it out? I'm in the woods, walking. Pepper here somewhere. Pepper, happy as can be, finding mice as if it's his first day of life. And even his last. You know, it's all the same to him. He just loves it. So I've been incredibly busy the past few weeks, potentially months, I don't know. And I'm very productive, very efficient, I'm effective even. Getting lots done. Lots done. It's just a lot to do. And it's a lot done, and I'm getting a lot done, and then I have a lot more to do. And where's the bigger picture? And what is that grounding mechanism we can use to find that bigger picture, to get there, to make it happen? And for me, I've got two things. It's meditation and then walking in the woods, ideally with an animal, ideally a domestic animal. And that's not going to eat you. So, it's raining. And if it rains, that's okay. I'm just going with it. But because I have so much going on, and I've got so many projects with so many people, I can barely keep track. I'll forget someone. I'll forget an appointment. I'll forget a meeting. I'll just forget somebody. And say, oops, you know, how did I forget that? And got all kinds of systems to try to keep it organized. And it's even hard to keep the systems organized. But, you know, where am I heading? Where am I going? What's the bigger picture? What's the bigger message? And I have to come back to co-create. You know, I was at the Edinburgh Writers Conference in July. Someone asked me, gave me this whole scenario. Her name is Liz Kelly. Gave me this whole scenario about how I've got like 10 minutes on a... If the plane's going down and it's probably going to crash and I'm probably going to die, you know, what is the message you want to tell the world? You know, you have 10 words, or I can't remember exactly what she said. And I said, I don't need 10. I just need 2. Co-create. And that was it. Co-write, co-produce, co-make, co-do. Do things together. Do something together with somebody else. I'm also saying this because it's morning and I'm in the forest. And Pepper is so happy, and I'm, like, overwhelmed. I mean, not in a bad way either. I'm doing lots of things I like to do. Some of them I want to do better. Some I shouldn't be doing. But if I get to the core, if I dig deep, and this is coming here. I'm gonna meta this like mad. This is coming to me clearly because I'm in the woods and because I'm speaking it aloud. I had a podcast episode recently where I talked about how to get it out and how to audibly, using your voice, talk out your story, talk out your message, talk out your brand, talk out your challenge. I'm seriously talking about talking to yourself. Or you can pretend there's an audience. You can speak to an audience. That's great. But when there's no one around, just woods or beach or ideally nature, because then there's not the stimuli of the world or the people, what comes out. And for me, I just said it, co-create. So this is where I'm back to Spark then. And Spark is what I need to focus on. Helping people write a book together with another person in a month, or potentially, thanks to Rich Robinson, in a weekend. One quick side note on that. We were talking, his wife was running a 12-week course, 6 Saturdays over a 12-week period, so every other week. And the biggest pain of the entire thing was getting people to show up on that Saturday or Sunday, whatever it was. The administration, the attendance was the toughest part. And so that's when he suggested, and I think she said she's going to do something like this too. How about a weekend? A weekend, you block out the entire weekend. You have to go to a place. You have to physically be in a place. And then you're going to have your weekend of Spark. So that's one of the potential options for the future of Spark. because the month long, I love it. I'm going to continue to do it. And I think it's working, but I think it's like, you know, option A, and a weekend is option B. And so you can choose what you like and get it done. So that's my clarity moment for the morning. And my message to you today, dear possible podcast listeners, is where do you find your clarity? And I kind of mean where, like a physical place, although it's kind of ethereal, not word properly. You know, is it you know, in your mind? Is it in your heart? Is it in your gut? Where is it coming from? But then where do you physically, where do you find that connection? Where do you make the time to slow down for a minute and get it organized? So for me, as I said, that's meditation, which I do every morning with varying success, but usually big success. And then there's walking in the woods with Pepper. So those are my two things. One is fine. One would be fine. Three is good. Whatever. Whatever works. But I think it should be every single day. Dare I say every single day? Every single day, a place and a time where you are connecting with something bigger than yourself, some sort of guide who is leading you towards where you're heading, and get some clarity on that and focus. And that's what I got. Thanks for listening. My focus is clearly co-creating and spark, and that helps me. It helps me with my day. It helps me with what I'm going to do next today. So otherwise, I'd go jump on 84 other things that I think I'm supposed to be doing. So, spark it is for for the coming future period of time. All right. It's raining harder. I'm still outside. I'm still in the woods. Pepper's still happy as can be. He doesn't care what day it is as long as we're outside. We need to take something from that because they know something we don't. They know how to appreciate the every single day and do that every single day without complaint or comments, or not that he talks a lot. All right, that's it. Repossible episode 78. Thank you for being here. Check out campfire.repossible.com. See what I've got going on, sort of the sales page for Spark. Campfire.repossible.com. To see what's going on with Spark, and I'm trying to make that sales page sort of really spell it out, what it is. Got some testimonials coming from superstars who have been doing it in September, and I mean, that's the thing. All right, there's my clarity and focus for you in the morning in the possible world of Bradley Charbonneau. Feel free to reach out, say hi. Hey, don't bite. All right, oh, ow, all right, it's raining. Hey, see you next week.